It's On Second Thought. I'm Adam Ragusa. Georgia's state legislative session adjourned for the year early this morning. As always, state lawmakers scrambled to vote on as many bills as possible before the clock struck midnight. And now that the dust has settled, we want to get some details on what is making it to Governor Nathan Deal's desk for him to sign or not, as the case may be, and find out really what's likely to become law here in Georgia. With us to help is Lisa Raham, who covers the state capitol for GPB-TV. Good morning to you. I bet you're tired.
I am tired, but I liked your terminology when you said the dust is settling, and that is so true. It was quite a day yesterday, and the dust has settled, and here we are the day after.
The last day of the legislative session is called sine die, which I gather is Latin for pass as many bills as possible at the last second so that people can't scrutinize what you're doing. Do I have that right?
Yeah, and to finally exhale. And that they did shortly after midnight. But yeah, it was a scramble. And, you know, it's tradition. The mood is always a happy one, even though, lawmakers are frantically trying to get those all-important bills like transit through the legislative session.
So take us through the big items. What did they actually get through?
Well, you know, yesterday, the chitter-chatter began about noon regarding transit. Transit has been a big topic this whole session. There were two separate bills, one in the Senate, one in the House, both very, very similar, and there was a tone struck on both sides that they wanted to reach a compromise. Well, as of noon yesterday, we still did not hear of any compromise happening. And, you know, the clock was ticking away. Around 7:30 in the evening, word leaked out that there was a compromise with the transit bill. And then finally it hit the floor in both chambers around 9:10 o'clock last night and eventually passed. So the hype yesterday was certainly around transit, although some other important bills made their way through. One in particular dealt with sexual assault, protecting the victims. That made it through. But again, transit dominated everything yesterday.
Okay, what specifically are we talking about? And remember that you've got a statewide audience here. This is mostly about Atlanta transit, right?
This is a regional transit plan, yes, that affects 13 counties. A lot of money set aside to create a regional authority called the ATL to what they call produce a plan that was congruent to all the counties, that made sense in Georgia, that accommodated the growth here in Georgia. So it's something that they've been talking about for years and years. Representative Tanner, it was his heart, it was his baby. He's been applauded by senators, lawmakers, and citizens alike for coming up with this regional transit plan. So it is a big, big, big deal for the state of Georgia.
All right. We got a call from listener Gretchen Waters of Athens wanting to know what is the status of the so-called distracted driving bill, a bill that would make people put down their phones in their cars. This is HB 673. Let's take a listen to Gretchen's comment on the phone.
I'm curious to know what the likelihood of the hands-free phone only use while driving law being signed and actually becoming law is. In November, I was riding my bicycle and hit by a texter, and now I'm facing what's going to be probably many years of recovery from shattered legs. And if it doesn't pass at the state level, I hope that the Athens, Clark County City Council and Mayor will put a local ordinance in place. We have a lot of college students here and just general people, you know, that just can't seem to figure out that they could very easily kill themselves or others because they aren't actually driving their cars while it's moving forward. Thanks.
Well, Adam, good news for the caller there. The distracted driving bill did pass both chambers, and Governor Deal will likely sign it. Governor Deal signed off on it a long time ago. You know, they had several committee hearings where they brought in victims who had children who lost their lives because a driver was texting. One in particular, I don't know if you remember the nurses from Georgia Southern who were killed last year.
Yeah,
on 16. And apparently the tractor-trailer driver was looking down at his phone and didn't realize that he hit the car full of nurses. So there was some powerful, powerful testimony this legislative session, and Governor Deal signed off on it early. So it did pass yesterday, and it is very, very likely that Governor Deal will sign it.
So what specifically does it say? No touching your phone while the car is moving?
You can answer your phone. You can hang up your phone. And basically, that's about it. You can't, you know, a lot of people try to take pictures and you know, they try to text while they're driving. Everything has to be hands-free. You have to have that device where you have to sit your phone and have that hands-free device in your car. Also, if you are talking on the phone, you have to be using Bluetooth or a speaker phone. So it limits you greatly, and the penalties are in place as well.
All right. This is Governor Deal's last legislative session. He's term limited out at the end of this year. So any highlights for him? Any big vetoes he's planning to do? Anything he's going to kill?
No, it's been very, very quiet. You know, early on, his baby this session was the adoption bill. And he started off the session saying, we need to get this adoption bill done. Last session, it was derailed because there were a few elements that people didn't like involving same-sex partners adopting children, something that Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle was in favor of, and it caused a lot of controversy there. With that element taken out, he really, really put a stamp on the adoption bill and wanted to get that passed. And that passed early on. So that was a big kudo for him. That's something he wanted to see. Georgia families being able to adopt children here in Georgia as opposed to going out of state because the laws here were so antiquated and had not been updated in many, many years. So he wanted to make sure that was taken care of so that Georgia families could adopt here, right here in Georgia, and not have to go out and do that. So that was a big baby for him, and that passed as he really signed off on regional transit, a regional transit plan early on. So he was really happy about that.
GPB Capitol correspondent Lisa Raham telling us what happened in the final hours of the Georgia legislative session last night. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Well, thank you, Adam. Have a wonderful day.